This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what this music means on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. It is time to bounce all around our favorite game, football. Get us started, Danny.
Mitch Trubisky, old Mitch, he's the godfather. It's his house. He sleeps 20 feet away. Played deep into the fourth quarter last night. John Fox defended it. It's not so much function right now in Chicago as it is dysfunction. They can't seem to get on the same page. Fox was like stunned that they made this move to trade up after the Glennon situation and whatever else. They just don't seem to be talking very well. The communication is at issue. But so Mitch Trubisky basically handed the ball off the entire, you know, early part of the game, and then somehow later on after an injury had to come back in and was getting a hit late in the game. That whole thing was a shebangus, ill-prepared, ill-wrought conceived plans by the Chicago Bears.
Andrew Luck is unlikely to play in week one. Speaking yesterday, Colts owner Jim Irsay acknowledged Luck with that shoulder is unlikely to go in the season opener. Irsay, according to RotoWorld, would not formally rule Luck out, but admitted it's likely not happening. Bristled at reports or suggestions that the Colts have mishandled Luck's injury, though. Luck has been allowed to practice at times, but has not thrown, torn labrum in his shoulder for the entirety of the 2016 season. Then he underwent the surgery in January. He has been slower than expected to rehab. Luck's return timetable remains uncertain, but the Colts are tentatively expected to activate him from the PUP list before week one. So if you've got Andrew Luck in fantasy, saddle him on the bench.
Just wait.
Next week, he's not going to go.
Speaking of bench, Jets running back Matt Forte, there was a huge rumor out there that he was gone, that he was idioting out the gate, which made Bilal Powell a popular fantasy pick. Powell's the better running back, by the way, than Forte at this stage. They do similar things, and Powell's just better at them. But apparently, according to the New York Daily News, Matt Forte told reporters that he was assured by general manager Mike McCagnon, he will not be traded. So that's where we are on that. He still may yet be cut, but he's not being traded, at least according to Matt Forte, via the GM.
I feel good about the Tennessee Titans this year. I think they've got a great defense, a really good running game, and they continue to put weapons around Marcus Mariota. Their head coach, Mike Mularkey, has confirmed that Corey Davis, one of their high-round wide receivers over the last couple of years, a weapon they're expecting a lot from, is going to be ready with that hamstring for week one.
That's encouraging.
Mularkey on Davis, good week of practice. Receiver warmed up before the fourth preseason game Thursday night. Did not play, but that was the plan. Despite the optimism, Davis, a rookie, did not see action all preseason as a first-round pick. Crowded receiver room. Remember, they brought in Eric Decker. This is a guy that I think by the end of the year is going to be a feature and a fixture in this offense. The question is, how quickly can he get there?
Buffalo Bills situation, a little bit murky. Tyrod Taylor got paid, but sort of didn't. It was one of those, we really, really kind of almost like you kind of contracts, and it worked for everybody involved. Well, he's been concussed, and you obviously wish him well. He's in the protocol, and you want him to get better before anything else happens. But encouraging performance by Nathan Peterman, George Peterman's relative. He's been pretty good. And when Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, was asked, doesn't Peterman kind of fit your offense better and he's sort of better for what you guys want to do? We had that, listen, Tyrod's our starter. That's how McDermott responded to reporters. He didn't answer in the question specifically, just simply said, well, right now our starter's somebody else. I didn't answer yes or no whether Peterman's better suited. Something to monitor in Buffalo.
DeAndre Hopkins. Remember when I took him in the top five in a PPR fantasy league last year?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for me?
Not that well.
No, it did not. No. He got paid, though.
Yeah, he's good.
Texans signing Hopkins to an extension, 5 years, $81 million through 2022. Deal includes nearly $50 million in guarantees, breaking the previous record at the position. Despite a down 2016, of course, bad quarterback play. Hopkins is 25 years old. He's become one of the better wideouts in football. the thing you always hear about him is the speed down the field, the route running ability. He's got exceptional hands. He's great in the red zone. Surpassed 1,200 yards in both 2014 and 2015. Until he gets an elite quarterback, he's not going to put up upper echelon total.
He's good. It ain't his fault. He doesn't have numbers.
78 catches, 950 yards, 4 touchdowns last year with Brock Osweiler throwing him the ball. He is not ready to Brock, by the way.
John Ross, the guy that everybody fell in love with because he's fast, has barely played in the preseason. He left Thursday's game with a knee injury. He's supposed to be okay, quote unquote. I'm so sure. That's why if you've got one skill, maybe you hold off on using a first-round pick on old JR there. But Cincinnati was tempted by the downfield speed, so we'll see if it ever happens for them. But he's something to monitor there in Cincinnati.
Lastly, on your latest from the NFL, J.J. Watt's Hurricane Harvey relief effort
amazing
has now surpassed the $14 million mark. Here, here, J.J.
Yeah,
Watt.
Boy.
Way to help people that need help. From ESPN.com, J.J. Watt started an online fundraiser Sunday this week to add victims, and add money to the pockets of the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Modest goal at the time was $200,000, Danny. On Friday, that amount surpassed $14 million. Increased that goal up to $15 million. He keeps raising the bar after hitting new ones. Tweeted about the outpouring of support surpassing the $12 million mark on Thursday. Said the initial night we broke the site, we couldn't figure out how to get it back up, and we somehow found the CEO's phone number and called at this house and got him out of bed. He told CNN's Anderson Cooper, we helped fix the site, got it rolling. So they would have even maybe raised more money if the site didn't break.
Unbelievable. Quick one here. Probably one of the top 10 players in the NFL still hasn't reported yet. Aaron Donald, the holdout continues. If he doesn't report in the next few days,
poor Shawnee Mack,
he's going to miss week one in all likelihood. And that's how long this thing is going.
But by the way, he costs himself money by doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't not pay him when he doesn't show up to training camp. But if he's missing regular season games, you can find him every single day he's not there.
And it's game checks. I mean, it's the whole nine yards. So Donald probably has enough built up in the bank basically to say, I'm willing to do this. Let's play a game of chicken. And nobody's budging at this point. I don't know, man. I try to find a way to make that guy happy because he's excellent at football.
That's how we go around the NFL, the latest from the National Football League. How about the Redskins? Who helped themselves? Who hurt themselves? Who's going to make the team? Who won't? It's on the bubble. Chris Russell will join us next on Grant and Danny after last night's 13-10 barn burner of a win against the Tampa Bay Bucs.
So much offense
of the preseason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.